Hey, it's your Dummy Master, Tristan, and I would like to thank our sponsor, Dubby Energy. Dubby Energy is a growing and flourishing energy drink powder, actually developing a clean energy formula that is free from fillers, maltodextrin, and artificial colorings, so everyone can enjoy. In addition, Dubby is a sugar-free and zero-calorie. Using a coffee fruit extract blend gives a much healthier, jitterless, and no-crash effect from drinking Dubby. There are many flavors, and each one sounds amazing. I just got my order of Dragonade today and a mystery flavor. The Dragonade is dragon fruit and pink strawberry lemonade. Yummy, yummy. I am so excited to try them out. Our referral link for Dubby Energy will be in the description, along with our discount code for a 10% off. Dummies with Dice is the discount code. Thank you, Dubby Energy.
Viewer warning, use of violence, profanity, rude humor, and the portrayal of drug and alcohol use. Welcome to Dummies with Dice, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast that follows four not-so-average dummies of our world to get caught up in a magical storm and are transported to the world of Dungeons & Dragons, where they must survive and try to find a way back home. I don't remember who's going first.
My bad. Hey, I'm Kelly Lee, and I play Miss Muffin. She's a crazy cat lady rogue. Fun fact. Miss Muffin smells like sugar cookies.
Smells like sugar cookies?
Yes.
Yeah, keep that in mind when you're around animals.
Cat feet.
Okay, who's next?
I guess I'll go. Hey guys, Ryan, R1. I'm playing as Archie Ortiz, the 76-year-old MMA gym owner. He's also the monk of the group. Fun fact, Archie used to have a pet tiger.
Oh shit.
Used to?
He's Mike Tyson.
He's got a face tat.
Hey, Nate here. My character's Duke Crystal. He's a 32-year-old drug addicted level 4 barbarian of the group. Fun fact about Duke, he hates drinking water. Shit tastes like ass.
No,
like
it ass. Doesn't, Duke.
Shit tastes like ass.
Wrong.
Alright, it tastes like nothing. It's ass.
Tastes
no.
Like nothing.
Tastes
like, definitely don't taste like
nothing. Tastes like something white people would drink. No flavor.
All people, all colors, drink water.
No, you add flavor.
Got
we gotta add flavor into it. I hate bland water. Put something in it. Cut up some fruit, drop it in that shit.
You can do it.
Alright. It doesn't even have to be fun. Just a fact.
Hey everybody, Ryan Tucker here. I play Splee Stick Sock Jelly. I'm the Hobo Trash Master Cleric of the God Rumpke. I am the MacGyver of all things trash and garbage. Fun fact, I forgot almost instantaneously. Fun fact, Flea Stick's a badass.
That was funny.
Okay, that's fine. Oh yeah, me. My name is Tristan Hayes and I am the Dummy Master, and my fun fact is that the bluebird in the Twitter logo, his name is Larry.
What?
Fuck yes. Larry.
That's really a thing.
I've never had Twitter.
Twitter's no longer
Twitter. But Twitter don't exist anymore.
It's now X.
Yeah,
so he's dead.
Larry's dead. He's been.
X,
but they still call messaging or posting on X tweeting.
Tweets. So he lives on.
He lives on.
Larry tweets.
No, they just recorded his voice before they killed him. Yeah. He's a nice one. They're like, here, sing some for us. Shot in the back of the head. It's like,
killing off the rabbits, George.
What is the Twitter whistle? What's it sound like?
I don't know. That.
I'm good at it.
I don't know.
All right, D&D. So, where we left off, you guys have came through the tunnel using Flea Stick as a undead repellent, and when this encased form of undead ran into this room, they all kind of froze it in place. They all turned hard again. The undead got hard.
Ooh, yeah.
So, you stand in this room and you see a circle, oval area full of plants and little passageways for water. and there's like fruits, there's plants, there's all kinds of stuff growing in this little area. And then in the three corners of the room, opposed from where you guys walked in, there are three statues of someone standing there holding a brazier with flames inside of them. And there is a well.
A brazier?
Did you say a brazier?
That's a
bra. A
bra? Brazier?
A brazier?
Brazier. Brazier. Okay. Yes, they're holding braziers of flames with flames in them. And then there is a small little like well with water shooting out of it into the floor.
The well's like. It was Johnson shooting the water
while they're
brazier. Yeah.
Machine gun, please.
Yes, the flames awesome are being held up by their boobs on the statues. No. The brazier and the well is a penis shooting water into the floor. So
into the floor,
into the floor. Yes,
we took a turn, guys.
Yes. So, what would you guys like to do as you enter this room?
I forgot what you said the room was because of
stick my finger in the fountain hole.
You're gonna stick your finger in the fountain hole?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Can I drank from the fountain.
No, this when you, place is full of booby traps.
When you put your finger up to this, when you put your finger up to the urethra and poke it in there to the stop the water, you see like this glowing yellow light kind of form over your finger as you're. Well, that turned out to be odd. But yeah, you see this yellow light kind of glow over your hand, and then when you pull your finger out, the glow is still there, but then it fades away.
That's your only hand, and you risk it like that.
For the business.
No, it didn't look bad. It was like a yellow, holy light, like radiant light that kind of poured through.
Yeah, you can tell light on me.
This water is like really bright. Like it's
golden
really
shower?
Bright. Yes, there's a golden shower now. When you,
oh my god.
I taste it.
This whole episode's canceled.
It's, so when you like, what, like, how do you taste it? You
just,
like,
I don't know if
like whole finger in there? You taste the water? So, yeah.
Hand.
When you put your hand up to it, it gets that glow of yellow again. And then when you go to taste it, like you just feel like cleansed and good.
It just tastes like plain water.
Yeah, really good water. Really good. Yes, it's not nothing water. There is a good flavor there.
Not every
time you touch it, you see a yellow kind of glow happening.
How nice. So. I feel rejuvenated.
I'm going to fill up a satchel with a water skin.
Water skin? Okay. That's fine. You can do that.
All right.
You fill it up. And yeah, it has like this just radiant kind of glow inside of it with this water flowing.
Yeah,
in
I
it.
Don't trust that shit.
Then you got a flashlight.
Yeah. Okay, what else would you like to do?
Go check out one of those statues.
Okay, so yeah, when you walk up to this statue, you can see that it's lit. The flame is bright. But as you get closer to it, you realize that there is like one of those things they do to put over flames that like put them out. It's like one of those little cap things, kind of like sitting there next to it that's used to cap it out. So you can tell that something's been here and lighting these things, and then something's been capping these things out. So
cap it out.
They've been lit.
Cap it out and see if they come. Cap it out, see if they come.
Cap it.
You gonna cap it? Okay, so yeah, you cap that one, and when you cap it, you see the well start to push a little harder. So he's peeing a little bit stronger.
Cap the other ones. See what happens.
Let's cap them all.
Are you gonna cap them all?
One by one.
I cap mine.
Slowly.
Okay, so who's doing what? Who's doing what in this scenario? What's going on?
I cap mine. I'll let them decide what they want to do.
Are you just like keeping the cap on it? Like holding it there? Are you taking it off when you're done? Or like how you...
I guess I'm holding it to keep it
unlit.
Still, they decide.
Who else is going to go cap some lights?
How many is there?
There's three. Three lights, one well that's pushing a little bit harder with one cap light.
Sure, I'll cap a light.
Okay, you cap a light. Are you holding the cap on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now what happens?
The water pushes a little bit harder. It's just you hear it kind of flowing harder and harder.
Is it still draining?
Almost there.
Going somewhere?
It's going into like the floral, the green,
the garden.
Greenery. Yeah, the garden.
We got to water. Like, we got to water the other side of the garden.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I've capped.
So we're putting our thumb on the hose.
So you're capping the other one.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you so I guess please take your other one that didn't cap, right?
Yep.
No cap.
I'm holding the cap.
You have to make a save.
So well, as soon as that final light comes. Gets like capped on there, and it goes dark in the room. That you all hear the encased undead start to break apart and start to kind of lay there limp like they were before. So
we need to relight these bitches.
But when you see the final, I forgot this part. Sorry. When you finally cap that last one, the water pushes so hard, and he's peeing all he can pee out. And the grass and stuff starts to just kind of overflow with water, and that area fills, and then the middle area that was inside of the floral kind of floats up to the top, and you see it kind of floating like a chest there. So the middle's kind of floating with a little chest in the middle. But there is encased undead kind of in between you, the chest, and then them three in the corners, so.
They should be fleeing from me, though.
Well, yeah, I guess they would. So let me make a wisdom save for them since we're in a new scenario. 12? What was your save? 14? Yeah, so they start to move away from you and head to the other hallway and get up there towards that, so good job.
Cool.
I forgot about that. So I'd say that's probably almost about the end of that because it's only 1 minute and it's been like a couple of turns now. Each person.
So scoop the loot.
Yeah, so we're going, that's not going to last too much longer.
And then put the fucking lights back.
Okay, so you're going to go investigate your thing?
Yeah, I'm going to check treasure chest out.
Okay, give me an investigation roll.
Alright, 1 second here.
I'm just going to unbox the secondary.
16.
Okay, so you open this chest and nothing's inside of it, but you see this kind of yellow light glow out and kind of just shoot past you up into the ceiling. And then the three that were holding the caps on there, their rings appear on your hands.
Ooh.
So, Miss Muffet, your ring is a preserved and shrunken eye that is set inside of the ring. So when you look at it, that's what you see. While you wear this, you have advantage on deception checks, and you can mimic animal sounds.
Ooh.
So you can mimic animal sounds and have advantage on deception checks. see here? Flea stick.
Nope, not me.
Oh, hang on, I'm sorry.
I'm the one that opened it and viewed the ring.
Perfect. We'll make sure you get loot in next room. That's why we don't just go to the main mission. Hit the sidebrows.
We do what we want.
Even if they're dark and scary.
I'll do what my friends do.
Okay. So, please stick. This ring forms on your hand, and you look at it, and it looks like... oh, wait, no, not flea stick. Sorry, Archie. This ring forms on your hand, and it looks mechanical, like it's like gears and little things in it. And when you look at it, this little tiny automaton, a little robotic little spider thing kind of hops out and kind of crawls up your arm, and you hear it whispering in your ear, and it's like, I've got your back. Anytime you want to talk to somebody, I've got your back. I'll tell you if it's right or if it's wrong. And then it kind of crawls back down your arm and crawls back into your ring. So... you've got a little automaton that might try to help you in persuasion checks or such if you're going the wrong direction.
Nice.
Did we all notice the spider go up and talk to him?
I don't know. Were you looking?
I was.
Okay, then yeah, I'd say you would. you were the other one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is the first ring that it popped up on my random roll table. So, dude, you get a ring that pops onto your finger. And you hear this little like gnomish monotone voice, and it's like, when you're going to miss your target, I'm going to let you know you're going to miss your target. And then it just kind of like silently goes away.
Mine didn't talk to me.
So, yeah, you have a thing that says, like, if you're going to miss, you're probably going to miss, and it's going to let you know you're going to miss. But, or what chance you're going to have to miss. So you both got a little persuasive, like, hiding.
Yeah, that's love.
And, yeah, as they all kind of flow onto you, now what do? You got all these rings. You gotta uncap your lights, or you're there. Leave them capped.
I guess uncap them since we got the loot.
Okay, so when you uncap them, like when you pull the cap off, the flame automatically flicks to life and lights up again. Which
makes sense. Would
have been part of the puzzle if one of you would have let off firsthand.
That's what I figured would happen, so I wasn't gonna.
Is there anything above on the platform?
No, there's no like platform in here. It's just like
You said it shot a platform up.
No, it just shot a light. Like,
gotcha.
That's what's kind of flowed through the magic of the statues and put their rings onto you guys. Yeah. So
activated the spell, I guess. Or
yes.
Now the fucker's gonna be coming back into this room soon.
Yeah. So that's what I was about to get to. so as you guys kind of bring the lights back on, though. You hear the mass start to kind of move its way back because of the channel divinity. Like, you feel your magic kind of calm down.
No.
And they start running back into the room. But as soon as they step in through the doorway of the hallway, the light hits them and they freeze again and they come stop in place.
In the doorway?
Like, right outside the doorway. They got into the room, into the light. And
can we get around them?
Yes.
All right. Gooch.
I mean, yeah, they're not blocking the doorway. They just kind of crawled out to come after you guys. They hear the movement and then froze when the light hit them, so... tell that the fire is probably meant to be on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, now, what would you like to do? You guys can progress through the tunnel ahead, or you can go back to check out the other tunnel you
Let's
passed
smash
up.
Smash these motherfuckers.
You gonna smash them?
Fucking A.
The lights?
No, the marble fucking blob thing is gonna fall as soon as we leave this room with this light.
Yeah.
Well, they're frozen in place with the light.
Yeah.
Because they ran into the lights.
That's what I'm saying. But at the moment, well, let's just smash them. That's XP. If we
yeah,
smash
fair.
Him
if you
and kill
him,
that's free XP. If he's frozen here.
But they're contagious.
But it's going to be a heavy.
If they hit us.
Yeah, it's going to be a heavy AC.
But I thought it was like locked still in the light.
True. I don't know.
So it should
all
just
right.
be a cheese. You should just be like ding, 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 all ding until right. he breaks, I thought.
They have heavy AC, but you can try.
Alright. Yes, I'll swing
it.
It
is basically just
the
like,
old Emerald Fury fucking Mesa. Oof. Oof. I don't think a 10's
yeah,
gonna
no.
hit.
Your hand rings as you crack that thing. Like, it's hard. Harder than what. It's like hard, like marble. Like, it is hard, encased stuff. Like, that headbutt to Fleestick's forehead hurt pretty good. It was solid. It was stout. And there's still a piece stuck to his forehead.
Good thing I was wearing a helmet.
That's why you wear helmets. So. What would you like to do? You just gonna keep whacking it until it breaks, or are you gonna?
Well, does it have legs? Well, how the
it's literally like a bunch of undead, just like
they're just
in case you know, so when they
like
thaw, they all start to kind of creep around and walk, and then it they just freeze back together, Rat King style.
Yeah, I don't know. It may take a while to sit here and just bash them if they're that tough.
Yeah, they're tough. So, would you like to move on?
Sure.
Okay. As you push on through this hallway, you come to this big open circular room, and there is a giant statue of this. Looks like this man, kind of like holding up the ceiling, like he's like attached to the ceiling, holding.
Great
it up.
Baby.
So when you walk in here, you see that, and you see some like tables and sacks of flowers and some crate and shit, just kind of scattered around the room. Nothing crazy important, but you can make your checks if you want to check anything out. If you want to check out the statue or whatever.
Yeah.
You guys take out the statue?
Yeah. Just okay. See what would that be?
You can roll religion if you want. You can roll perception or investigation to kind of just like check it out. But if you want
perception.
To, yeah, if you want to try to roll one of those, you can.
10.
10? Yeah, just you don't really notice anything special about it, just that it looks like it's holding up the ceiling.
Okay.
It's the support.
What about the stuff on the table?
This looks like it was like sacks of food and shit. There's just like sacks of like flour and cabbage and such in this room.
Cabbage!
Is that a path to the right of us?
That's where you came from.
The other path. Looks like there's another
one. This one here?
Yes.
Yes, this is a path. Another path opens up in there. If you'd like to progress out of this room, or if
yes.
you'd like to do anything else.
I'll check this path out.
Okay.
Yes. Looks like Miss Muffin's coming too. Yes.
So, as Miss Muffin and Duke Bristol, you start walking through this hallway. When you pass through that doorway, the door behind you slams shut.
No!
So
I had to be with her.
Hello!
But, Fleestick and Archie, you are still in the statue room, because... Did not follow ahead, but the door slammed shut, and the path below you is still available because it's the path you came where you didn't take before. Because when you first walked into this place, there was a path straight ahead. You guys went right into the dark path, found the encased undead, circled around. So there's still the path below you in this room.
So who am I stuck with?
Archie. Okay. You and Archie are together.
So I guess I'm going to have to take the path to go back around to them.
It was like...
Yeah, I guess I'll go with him.
Okay, so the party is split into two areas. So we will go with Archie and Fleestick. What do you guys want to do as your cutoff? You guys going to head to the path down to your south, or are you going to head back the way you came up one way?
Whatever you.
Hang on, let's get through this first real quick, and then we'll go to your guys' exploration.
Yeah, we got to go back this way. That's the room we're in.
Oh, blue. We gotta go this way.
So you're gonna go south? We are going south.
Okay, so you guys are gonna take the path to the south?
Yes.
Okay, so, yeah, you guys get down there and you see the kind of stairwell that drops down to the ledge and into the open to the west. So you're gonna take that path down there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you walk through this little rectangular room, the door, you feel like a pressure plate kind of drop, and then the door is closed right behind you and in front of you. And you guys are locked in this little tiny room here with two big gears you see on the walls that start to like crank and turn, and you feel the walls start to get closer and closer on you.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah. Now, do Crystal and Miss Muffin.
Yeah.
What would you guys like to do? You don't know anything's happening to your friends.
Guess we're gonna just keep moving down this hall until we find some shit.
So as you walk in here, you see some doorways kind of lining this whole area. It looks like I am doing the wrong thing.
I just
backwards. Looked. It's like we're going blind.
I think it's the cat under the couch.
Okay, so yeah, you walk through and you see some bedroom doors. Like it looks like there's a line of bedrooms, and just looks like a small bunk, and that is it. There's nothing else inside really, but bunks.
Okay.
As you peek in this other room, you see what looks like kind of just a solitary mat on the ground with a table with some food on it. And this place looks like it's been deserted for some time. Do you see a couple other doorways heading down? Would you like to go in any of those rooms?
Peek in.
Yeah, we'll peek into them, I guess.
Peek into them?
See what's in there.
We're sneaky peekers.
Okay, I'm just going to peek in the rooms. I don't have to waste my time. So, you peek in the rooms and you're seeing lots of, like, what seem to be maybe, like, a mining company or an excavation-type company or something, like, the holy, whatever unholy thing happened to this place took over this place, because it looks as if people were literally living here and working here. There's beds lined on both sides, there's kitchens, and then when you look into this bigger room, you see a stairwell that kind of goes down lower.
Okay. As we keep moving forward, keeping that stairwell in mind.
Okay. As you cut the hallway, you cut down and you see a large locked door and you hear loud mechanisms cranking down the hallway. Which is where your friends Archie and Fleestick
are. We are likely to investigate that.
Yes. So, make me, if all of you want to do an investigation check to kind of check out the inside of this room you're trapped in and the outside before you're crushing up.
18.
Six.
Duke's punching the wall. punching
the cogs.
Four.
Okay, so you guys all see nothing, but Miss Muffin, you're investigating the outer side of this locked door where you're hearing the cranking coming from inside.
Yeah.
And you feel this, like, piece of cobblestone on the right kind of loose, but it's kind of wedged in there. So you gotta
rip it out.
Are you gonna rip it out?
Yeah.
All right, give me a strength check.
Oh, not a strength.
Well, that's what we're figuring out takes.
14.
Okay, yeah, so you kind of yank, put your feet up on the wall, and just pull this bitch out. And you pull it out, and you see this long, like, hole, this Indiana Jones-style hole inside there with a lever inside.
Oh, God. Swiftly, I'm going to use my stealth, and I'm going to...
You're going to use your sleight of hand? Okay.
Yeah, sleight of hand, that's what I meant.
I'm going to sneakily put my hand
inside. So I turn my hand invisible in the trap.
Okay, sleight of hand to see if you can grab this lever.
You can do it.
Do I have an advantage?
I don't know. I don't think so, no.
No, you just get a bunch
plus
of...
8.
9 plus 8?
That's pretty good.
Why would you want advantage?
Because I wanted 4.
17.
I'm scared.
Exactly. Yeah, so yeah, you stick your hand in here and you grab the lever and you yank it. And like as you quickly pull your hand out, you see a bunch of like these spikes come down with like green ooze on them.
That's why I was scared.
And stick down into the thing and then retract back up. But the doors unlock and you guys jump out of the doorway before the walls kind of fully close in. And when the walls do close, they stay closed. They locked. So, this path behind you is closed off.
That green ooze was poop. Those are bungee sticks.
Poop.
Yep, nasty poop.
Okay, so this door is locked.
Okay. All right, that one's busted.
Yep. So, now, what would you guys like to do? Oh, yeah, and Prisoner 13. I forgot. She's running along with you guys. I'd say she was with Duke.
I didn't forget. I've been watching
Duke
him.
And Miss Nothing.
Yeah, yeah. I guess backtrack the opposite way and see what's down the other hole. If it's a dead end or what. There's another room, maybe.
Yeah, this room looks like a bunch of sleeping mats.
Yeah, like a kindergartner room.
Yep, just a bunch of sleeping mats on the ground. Like I said, this place looked like it was well used and had lots of workers.
I guess we'll check out the basement.
The stairwell you found?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go down the stairs.
So, when you step onto the stairs, you step down and you keep walking down some steps and you get further and further down. And then you feel the steps like lodge and click. And they turn into flat, like a slide. Yeah. And you guys start sliding down these stairs.
Woo!
And pop out at the bottom of them into another hallway room. Wow.
Yeah.
That opens into another room full of paths. You have paths. But.
I don't like having lots of options.
I do.
Okay. Now that you're down here, you see this open room. It kind of opens up and you walk in. There's a single lit brazier on the ground burning in the middle of the floor.
Hmm. Guess I'll go walk to the room with the brazier there.
Yeah. You see a path to your south and to the north that goes up. Just looks like a small bedroom with a small table. And then the bottom south room looks more like a storage room.
Check the storage room for anything yummy.
You may check it. So make an investigation check, Miss Lemon.
Yes. Looking for something yummy.
Guess I'll look around the bedroom and see if there's anything of any 16. Value or use.
16?
Yeah.
Okay, so one of these barrels that you see here, you kind of roll it around, like pop them open the lid, and you just get this awful, like rotten, green, gassy smell that just flows out of this barrel.
Not yummy.
So. Yeah, you can tell something's very wrong with this. What's inside those barrels? It's kind of just flowing out of it.
It's probably poison.
Now it is.
I'm just gonna go mend the barrel.
Are you gonna? Okay, I was about to say. So what are you gonna do now? Yeah, you can mend the barrel. It's a good idea.
All right.
But it doesn't fill up the whole cavity with gas. Smart move. So yeah, what would you guys like to do now? There is a path to your north and to the east, actually.
I'm checking that bedroom.
That bedroom? Okay, it looks like it's just a small bedroom. There's nothing special. There's a little table in there, but as you're deeper down, you're starting to see the stuff get a little bit like fancier on the walls. Like it's starting to look more like
more elite.
Yeah, more elite, like carved stuff rather than just cobblestone walls and such.
And on that brazier, does it look like it's frequently put out and lit?
There is a cap next to it, but it's been lit when you walked in, since you walked in.
Should we try capping it?
We should.
You can't try to cap it.
Let's go for it.
So, yeah, when you cap it.
Opposite effect now.
Yeah.
When you cap it, nothing seems to happen in this room. You don't notice anything.
No mechanism really
change. You don't really notice anything change.
Okay.
In this room.
Uncap it, I guess.
In this room, yeah.
So we have light.
Okay.
And we'll move to the next route. Yeah. Well, this is multiple.
Yep.
I guess I'll move north since I was already in that room.
Okay, so you're going to move north?
I'll stay at the thing and cap it again if...
If need be.
If need be.
Okay, so as you progress through, Duke, you see a open room that's got a long table. Like a long, long table.
Uh-oh.
With big skin, like, rugs under it.
The dining hall.
Yeah. But across the table there is a bunch of little, like, lit lanterns all across it.
We need those.
But there's a path to the south of the room, and that path that goes north.
These lanterns look...
east, sorry. South and east.
Do the lanterns look special at all?
They just look like they're kind of like carryable lanterns, a little like old-timey fantasy flame inside.
I'll go ahead and grab one.
Yeah.
And grab one?
Yeah.
Okay. So... Yeah, you pick up this lantern, and you are able to see a little bit better.
Yeah, even though I have dark vision.
It's an unnatural dark in here. Okay, anything else anybody else wants to do while we're still doing this?
An unnatural dark. I want to get a lantern.
You got to follow a flea snake, or follow Duke and get a lantern?
Actually, what's straight from to the right from Miss Muffin? Like up through
you walk forward, and you see a large, like, white door, and it is locked.
I might have a path
like
to get
sealed.
Behind it.
What is it? I love like, Alorum or whatever.
I'll move south a little bit, see.
Duke Crystal, you see the same thing. A large white door that is sealed locked.
Gotcha.
Huh.
Home, home, home.
Yeah, are we capped one still? Option.
No, you are not capped.
Cap it.
Captain.
It's my only option is east.
Fleastick, you tell Miss Muffin to cap it?
Yeah.
Okay, when you cap it, you hear the door right in front of you, Fleastick, unlock. So, do you enter?
I enter.
Okay, you enter, and you see, kind of like what was in the other room, a large statue of a man of some sorts holding the ceiling up.
Okay, is there any goodies in here?
You're seeing some crates and such across the floor, but it looks like some of the ceiling has kind of broken away. There's like crumbled pieces on the ground around the area.
Okay. Can I investigate what's going on up there?
The ceiling?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can take a look up at the ceiling and see if it, try to see its in structural integrity. Do me a perception check.
Age. She's in disrepair.
14.
14? Mm-hmm. So you look up and you're kind of like looking at the ceiling, looking at the shit on the ground, and you're realizing that it looks recent. Like it's recently crumbled down. Okay. Like the stuff doesn't look like it's been just resting here. It's freshly crumbled rock. Cobblestone. Stone. Minecraft. But yeah, you see all that. What else would you guys like to do? Anybody else? Anything?
I'll continue moving.
Kelly, are you, Miss Muffin, are you remaining capped?
Uncap it.
Uncap it.
Okay. When you uncap it, the door locks.
Behind. Yeah, so
okay.
If I cap it and walk away, will it stay capped?
You can try.
Okay, try.
As you walk away with your hand like off of it, the flame ignites and kind of pops the cap off the top of it.
Is there anything nearby heavy enough to place on it?
I mean, there's a route around it.
You can try.
Yeah.
To place something on it. Yeah, I'd say there is. There's a bowl. Yeah. The only thing really around you, though, is maybe some chairs in the one room and barrels.
Wait, so where Duke Crystal's at, I can just go that way. I'll
you
just
try.
Yeah, just make sure I can get out first.
Yeah, I'd let him out of the room.
Okay.
And lock him in.
I can let him out.
Oh, yeah, Archie's still behind, so.
All right, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That works. So, I'll go up to where Duke's at.
You are? Or are you staying?
Yeah, through that locked door. Remember, there's two doors locked. I came through one. I'm going to go left out the other one.
So you're going to go up where Duke was?
Yeah.
That door is still locked. Sealed.
Well, he let me out.
I think that one only unlocks the
door. Oh, then I'm going back where we
were. Okay. All right. Then, Duke Crystal and Miss Muffin. Let's do you guys since you're up here. Right quick. Up here in this shit.
That one's still locked.
Please take it on his way. Yeah, you come across this room, and it looks like it's a master suite. Like, there's big bedrooms. There's a large, another long table with the fancy skins under it. But the rooms all have, like, colored beds, and they're looking a little bit nicer than the rest. Hmm. What would you guys like to do? And a path down to the south of the room.
Look for any loots in this.
Okay, just give me an investigation check. Roll me a double one, just so you can say you're searching these rooms.
13.
13?
No, it's a 13 and a 2. Oh. Are you adding them together? No. Or just,
doing it for each room.
Yeah.
I got a nat 1. Got and one. Then I got a 14 plus whatever my investigation is. 2.
Okay, so you got a nat 1. So when you walk into this room, Kelly, Miss Muffin, you step inside and you walk in there and you start to look for stuff and then you don't find anything. And when you step out to walk, you trip.
Aww.
You're going to take 3 damage.
Jesus.
Not one of tripping out of the room.
You ever heard of using your hands? His face.
Yeah, his whole arms on your hand, legs, and just smack into the ground. Dude, blood you blood. Check this one room and you see this blue kind of wrapped clothing almost, like on this count shelf here.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like it's a robe of some sorts. Ooh. It's glowing blue.
Interesting. I'll go ahead and grab it.
Okay. Snag it. Alright, now, what would you guys like to do? Progress down?
Yeah.
South?
Keep moving down.
Okay, you get to this door, and it is locked. It doesn't look like it's sealed like the other ones were, but it is locked. So if you had thieves' tools or some sort, you can try to pick it.
I have
break
thieves'
it.
Tools.
Or you can try to break it. It's just a wooden door. It's not like the others, like big.
I'll try and break it.
Yeah, that's fine.
19 plus 5?
Yeah, that's a good enough strength check. You shoulder check that door and blow it down. You can tell it was not very strong.
No, it just broke the latch on it.
When you cross into this room, you can tell this room, it looks like it's like an escape passage almost, flipping through there. But you come ahead to the front to another door that is sealed and locked.
Gotcha.
There are lanterns in the room that you were just in across the long table. So
should we head that way and grab a lantern?
You can if you want, or whatever you'd like to do. Whatever you think you should do to get these doors unlocked.
Can I investigate this escape room?
Or should
we? To see if there's any mechanism to unlock the door.
Yeah, you can. You can check.
Cap it.
And we're going to cap. Archie's going to cap. He's still back.
Is it only unlocked the one door?
Yeah, you search this room thoroughly, and there doesn't seem to be any mechanisms to open the door. What would you guys like to do? Sorry? You got to cap the big light, that first one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you cap it, but nothing seems to happen for anybody. Except for the front door you were in front of with the light.
Originally.
Yeah. That door unlocks, but the rest do not.
I guess at this
point. Well, I'm going to go catch up with everybody else.
Yep.
You guys are going to leave that room?
Yep. Head towards everybody.
Well
we're
going to say you
somebody should go in that room and go south in the ring around that room.
Where?
Yeah. Cabin, let one of you in. And then inside there, look.
Because all these doors out here are locked, and the capping it won't open.
Oh, is that a door?
I think it is. It looks like it might.
Oh, I'll go.
Jeez.
Right, well, unless you want to go.
You're blackout.
You can go black,
it barely clipped. It looks like
an opening. Yeah, that's a path down there.
It's like if it was supposed to be seen.
It's fine. Close enough.
It's the only path we got. All
right, so what's going on? Who's doing what?
I'm going to cap it.
One of them's looking for it.
You're going to cap it, and he's going to go through into the center circle of your room?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what are you going to do?
Go south.
South. Yeah, you see a door down there that's lit up, but it is sealed and locked.
Son of a bitch.
Uncap it.
I'm gonna uncap.
You're gonna uncap?
Yeah.
Okay, when you uncap that and like the lights are all on, that door unlocks.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
So I'm gonna go through it.
You're gonna go through it?
The south door.
Okay. Everybody else just get left.
I'm just gonna kinda like peeky boo.
Okay, well, where are we at? Yes. So as you peek down this room, you're seeing the inside of the Golden Vault. You're seeing the paths that are storing all the chests with magical items and everything inside there. This is the deepest part of the underground dungeon, and it's holding all of the magical equipment. But the problem you guys are facing is getting inside to there, but you need Prisoner 13 to get in there to fully unlock this whole thing, because there's
one of us has to stay behind.
I'm gonna go all the way back around to where Archie is.
Does any of us have like anything for speed type of mobility? Because it does stay capped for a couple seconds before.
So the door that unlocked right there, it unlocks and opens. But when you step through, like you can, because you didn't walk through. I guess I'll wait. Are you gonna walk through to into the vault?
Well, I was kind of gonna wait for everybody since I peeked and checked. I just want to like get our situation going.
All right. So what's the plan then? What is Prince's plan to get through into here with him? Is Archie just gonna let you all in through that one door?
No matter what, when we're near these other doors, they never unlocked, right? These other two.
Not from the first capped light. No.
Okay.
Where's Prince?
From the first
capped light. I'm gonna go to the table in this room. Where those lanterns are, and I'm going to put all the ones on this table out.
Okay, yeah. When you put all those out, since they're just the normal lanterns, you can kind of just turn off the flame.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like the magic that was burning it kind of just like get cut off for a second. And you hear the door unlatch.
Okay, I go through the door.
Yeah. So, now, Miss Muffin, did Archie let you in?
Is that what you're playing with? Yeah, I went all the way around. Me and Prisoner 13 walked in.
Okay, so then Archie, how are you getting inside?
You're gonna have to walk around and go the way Dick Crystal came.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. You gotta go loop all the way around and come through the doors he unlocked. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, as you guys all are approaching the Golden Vault,
chaotically,
you come up to the door that you unlatched. Oh, wait. No, it is not. The door is sealed and locked again.
Why did they come back on?
Because you have a light set out. When you had all the lights on, this door unlocked. See what I mean?
Oh, so the ones I put out
to get in.
Yes.
Technically.
So you guys need to get back out and light those again. But it's gonna lock that door.
Grab all the ones that are on that table.
Yeah, grab them.
Grab them, bring them in here, and light them in this room.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, exactly. Do that. Yes. So you bring them all in here and you light it up, And you got Smart. Like you've got these lanterns lying around this like statue guy here, and she, you know, she kind of like looks at what you're doing, and she's like, "What the fuck are you guys doing?" And you guys all light up these lights, and then the door unlatches, and you're all standing there, and you see the golden vault door swing open, and she goes, "Oh my God, you're geniuses!" And she kind of steps inside, and she goes, "Well, I said I would give you some your share, but I lied." And then she like rips off her collar on her neck.
Crack the bitch. I've been ready.
And roll for initiative.
No, I wish I should have advantage on that because I've been watching this.
We all have.
I've been ready to beat her ass at any moment.
Yeah. Roll advantage. Roll
20.
Initiative. Well, he said roll advantage. Yeah, you know what's up.
20 plus 4. Nat 20 plus 4.
Nat 20 plus 4?
Y'all.
Jeez.
Let's see, 19 plus 2, 21.
Okay. 21 for Duke.
Do we get advantage?
Is yours? 20 plus 4.
Just 24.
24. 16 plus 1.
Jeez. Flea Stick, what was yours?
17.
17, you missed Muffin.
8.
And 4. She got, let's see.
Nice.
19.
Prisoner
initiative bonus. Yes.
13.
All right. This guy is not in hand out.
Wasn't that bitch supposed to open something in here?
She opens all of the magic that holds all these things locked in place. Mm. So the golden ball is open, but she has not unlocked the chests, like the vaults. You know what I mean? You're in the vault, but she has not unlocked the vaults holding all the things. She's got those like magically locked. So Archie Ortiz, it is your turn.
I'm going to mace that bitch.
You're going to mace that bitch.
You better hope it works when she's dead.
Get in there and mace her. Give me an attack roll.
She done fucked up.
To mine.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not. So,
I
got a 2.
No, that does not hit. Okay, so, next up is Duke Crystal.
I fucked
up. And you are holding the...
You know what I'm swinging.
The Wretched Sword, because you can't... Yeah. Unless you're swinging with an offhand on your...
No, I'm two-handing that black bitch. I'm blasting this hoe. That's 17 plus 8 to hit.
17 plus 8 to hit?
Yes.
Okay, so that will hit. What damage do we usually do for your sword?
4d6 plus 6.
4d6 plus 6? Okay, do 2d6 plus 6.
You're over.
Trust me, it's okay.
6... 4 plus 6, so 10. Plus
10 damage?
16.
No. 10, oh, 16 damage?
Yeah, 6, 4, and then 6. Yeah.
Okay, so you do this slice to her, and you cut down on her, but you do not feel anything drain from you. But when you hit her, roll a d4.
4.
4?
Yes.
You feel 4 health come back into you.
Oh!
Nice.
Fuck,
that is awesome.
Fuck, I love.
Okay.
Can I use that as overheal? Or
no. There's no bonus health. It's just if you are hurt.
Just maxes you out.
Fucking A, I'll take it.
And it's only going to be based off of a certain amount of damage dealt to their thing.
So it's better to take a life from me.
Yeah, if you do enough damage, you will get life back. So, Prisoner 13's turn.
I'm scared.
Duke, you're up in her face, so.
That's the best. I'm the barbarian.
Okay.
I take the damage. I got a healing sword and a healing potions.
Okay, she's going to do a melee tattooed strike. So you see her magic arm like kind of light up.
Do some avatar shit.
Yeah, light up. She raises her arm and her tattoo glows blue. She comes down with like a huge backhand and let's see. 15 plus 6. Definitely lit.
Yeah, that hits.
Let's see. The 8. Oh wait, no. Wrong one. About to do the wrong one. Okay, that is 3. 2 plus 3. So, yeah, 5 plus 3. Bottom line. And then, see here. I gotta read what this other one does. Okay, I can't do that. Alright, so, yeah, that's her turn. She is done. Next turn is Flea Stick Sock Jelly. What do you want to do?
Alright, so she just slapped my dude?
Yeah. Well.
Donkey punched me with her magic blue fist.
Gave him the old siren backhand.
I'm trying to see if I wanted to amp up Duke over here. I was going to make him a bear.
How do you make him a bear?
Huh?
What do you mean make him a bear?
Enhance ability.
Oh, make it. What does that do? Like make his...
Bear strength.
Bear's endurance, bull's strength, cat's grace, eagle's splendor, fox's cunning, owl's wisdom.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that.
And it lasts up to an hour.
Yeah, it was fucking Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah, give it to him, I guess, if you want.
What was it again?
Bull's strength. The target has advantage on strength checks and is his or her carrying capacity doubles.
I mean, that, usually doing strength checks. Yeah. How long does that one last? An hour?
An hour.
That would probably be the best one, the strength one for my guy.
Give me the bull strength!
If I said I want to like grab the bitch's arm and snap it, that'd be a strength check if I want to do stuff like that.
So. Okay, so you do that?
Yeah.
Is that an action or a bonus action?
Probably an action.
It's an action.
Okay.
Yeah.
My bonus action, I'm going to do my Shield of Faith.
Okay. My Shield of Faith?
Yeah.
Okay, we heard.
Or my
Spiritual Weapon.
Spiritual Weapon, sorry.
Did I say Shield of Faith? It's nice, because you actually AC. But, okay, so Spiritual Weapon spawns. Where do you spawn it?
I guess the gnome knew I wasn't going to miss. He didn't come out and say anything about, you're going to miss. I'm trying to understand how that works. He knows my rolls before I roll.
Mm-hmm. What is it? Where are you spawning it?
Can I make it like a mask on her head and it just tightens slowly as it goes on? That'd be fucking awesome.
That can be its attack, sure.
I'm just going to brace it in front of me and kind of use it as like a shield as well.
So yeah, spawn with you. All right, Miss Muffin, it's your turn.
He said, I want to equip a shrinking helmet.
You do have damage on your attack. She is...
And I'm still invisible.
And she is swarmed by your team, so...
Well...
Right. Well rushed.
So you are able to advantage attack for stealth, for sneak attack if you'd like.
So yeah, I'm gonna dagger her, both daggers, slice if I can.
Do your first attack.
My first dagger is my plus one dagger because I always hit with my right hand first. Roll with advantage.
Huh?
Roll with advantage.
Yeah.
5 plus 7.
5 plus 7 to hit? No. Will not hit. So you make your offhand attack with your other dagger?
If I do that, do I still get to sneak away now?
No, you have to use your bonus action to disengage to get away.
I'm just going to do that then.
Okay, so you're going to step out. Smart move.
I'm going to sneakily step away from here.
Well, you can disengage. That's not sneak. That's not stealth. Disengage.
That's getting away from them safely.
Disengage makes it so that you can walk away without being hit, because they can make an opportunity attack if you walk away while in combat. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you can disengage to get away from, so you don't get smoked in the head and die. That's fine.
Makes it easier to hide because they're not focused on you. Then.
Exactly. So, if that's it then, for your disengage turn, Archie, back to you.
Alright, I guess I'm going to try to mace this mofo again.
Don't forget about your magic attacks too. Right, so your turn, Archie, get
geeky. Alright, I'm going to use my Fist of Unbroken Air. Ooh. And I had to do a saving throw.
Punch her in the next week. What is it?
Saving throw.
12, I think it was.
Yeah, 12.
She got a 3, 6. She got a 6. So,
yeah. She got a hit.
She get a hit.
Wait. D10.
3D10s, right?
Yeah. Is that it?
And she gets punched. This one has the 0 on it.
Yeah, okay. 1.
1.
Another one. Wow.
Awesome. Heavy damage.
And a 2. Wow, that was depressing.
Okay. Is it plus anything?
Plus an extra 1d10.
Well, that's for if you spend another key point. Because it takes 2 key points to use it, and then you can spend another one to...
No, it says on a failure it takes 3d10 bludgeoning damage plus an extra 1d10. Oh, never mind. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Well, fuck it. I'm going to use another key point.
All right. Go for it. A key point for an extra 1d10.
Oh, another 1d10. Whoops.
Fall over in the next week. Or maybe tomorrow.
And 7 on top of that, so... Okay.
Well, that's decent.
4 plus 7, so 11 damage.
Decent amount of damage. She's pushed back 20 feet and knocked prone.
Decent.
So, what's 20 feet, Jesus?
No, Jesus is Jesus.
Okay, so she would have hit a wall, actually, at this point. So, yeah, she's pushed back about 15 feet and then smokes a wall. Now it is Duke Crystal's turn.
Lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt! Lightning bolt! Pikachu! So I do a dexterity saving throw. We went off of...
My dex.
So, what is it?
14.
Okay. It's 11 plus 3. So 14 on the dice, which takes half damage. Half damage of 8d6. So.
Decent.
8d6.
It's a lot.
It is not consistent to that.
That was on angle. 13, there's 4 rolls. 18.
Damage. Wow. It's hit with lightning and fucking lightning's bouncing off the walls in this fucking hall. Unholy darkness. And prisoner 13's turn. So he pushed her back 20 feet. So
if I get up off the ground.
She does a ranged tattoo strike called Firestorm Tattoo. Prisoner 13 magically unleashes a flame from the tattoo up back. Each creature in the area make a DC 15 dexterity saving throw. So, Duke and Archie, you guys need to make a 15 dexterity saving throw.
I made a 5.
You can do it.
Wow. 7.
7? Okay, you both are going to take some damage.
We got clips.
As flames shoot out of her body and start flaming towards you. Hold on. Saving throw?
7 plus 6, so...
Nope. Still didn't beat it. So...
No, I had a 15.
Yeah, never mind.
1.
I was like, wait. Yeah.
3, or 2, so 3 damage. 5, so 8 damage. Yep, just 8 damage. So you guys take 8 fire damage, and you are knocked prone.
No, just me and Archie.
Okay.
Alright, I see how it is.
And you are knocked prone, so you're knocked to the ground.
Let's see how you do this next
one. What a dickbag.
Please, Dick, your turn.
Alright.
Heal them. Heal them, free, please, Dick.
Not necessary.
No.
There are a couple hits left in.
Quick note, Ryan, did you do long rest earlier?
Oh. I did not know.
Okay, I was about to say, your health is like low as fuck. I'm pretty sure it was from that last fight.
Okay, so hold up.
Hold up.
Have you taken damage yet? That's the only damage you've taken, right? That first one. So just put yourself at full health and then take off whatever damage you just took.
8.
Yeah.
Am I clear for a guiding bolt?
Yeah, go for it. Guiding bolt's perfect. You and Miss Muffin are like still not even in the room. In the doorway. Just.
All right.
You're smart.
Well, no close range face. All right, roll your attack.
No, damn it, that's not what I meant to do. Fuck.
Oh, you're dead. Ha ha. So I hit 0.
You're dead.
Crit fail.
Crit fail?
Well, 7.
Let's see here what I got for her. 1 plus 7? Or 1 plus 6? Okay, so she's going to use her reaction with the free reaction, which is actually, since you're nat 1, she's going to fly towards you, like sprint super fast towards you with this like magic and just punch you right in the mouth.
Well, my spiritual weapon jumps in front of it and blocks 12, all the damage.
A 12 plus 6 to hit. Does that hit? 12 plus 6? I don't remember what your AC is.
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Then you're going to take... Not close to age. Yeah. 3...
She's fighting back.
6 plus 3.
She's fighting back hard.
A magical punch as she, like, fucking almost teleports right in your face and punches you in the mouth.
6 plus 3?
Yeah.
She fucked up, though. She got range.
But you can bonus action.
That's damage?
Yes.
Okay.
And then you still got your bonus action.
Yeah, my spiritual weapon's about to fucking slap the shit out of her, dude.
Slap the shit out of her.
Alright, it morphs into this big, beefy fucking baseball bat, and it flies at her head.
Make your attack.
Like flying sideways?
Like, it's like rearing back. Like, yeah.
Is it just like a helicopter. It's like, he's just ready to clap.
Yeah.
Roll to hit.
Alright, what is the roll on this anyway? It
should say on this weird watch.
Okay, gotcha. That is on the edge. You want to verify that's a reroll?
Yeah, go for it.
That's also a reroll.
Alright, so that is a 11.
No.
Son of
no,
a
sir.
Bitch.
There's nothing. Your turn.
Oh no, I'm scared.
She's right up in Fleastick's face right next to you.
Save me.
You got advantage because they are surrounded. She is completely surrounded.
Well, that ruins my plan.
Yeah, she's too close.
Yep, she used her Napia to nat 1, so she used her reaction expertly.
She's close enough to dagger. You said with advantage. Ooh, 19 plus 7 plus 1 daggering.
Okay, that will definitely hit.
So it's a 1d4 plus 5.
Yes, plus sneak damage. Sneak attack.
3 plus 5 is 8 plus sneak attack damage.
What? 8 damage, and then roll your 2d6s for your sneak attack.
One,
five. Right, there's 6 damage plus the sneak attack. Good deal. Now are you disengaging again, or are you...
Double daggering.
Double daggering, okay.
I'm really double daggering because all my men are right here next to me.
Oh, is it for us?
Yeah. Oh, crit fail.
Crit fail?
Afflicted with
okay, so...
Do you get advantage with crit fails?
No.
Dang it.
So she's going to do the same thing she just did to Fleastick. She's going to... flip around like super speed, run up to you and just punch you right in the mouth. And she goes, and that one again, 15 plus like 6, so yeah. That is 3 and 3 plus.
Go for that fucking heart.
3 plus 3. So, take 6 damage.
Bitch, busted my lip.
Bitch, bust my lip like that. All right, next up is Archie. Back to you. She's now, well, behind you in the doorway because she ran past you all.
Guess I'm going to turn around and try to mace her in the face.
Okay.
Mace to the face, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, my. 8 plus 8.
What is it?
16?
No.
What the fuck?
17.
What the fuck? 18
armor class.
What the fuck?
Alright, Duke. Your turn.
Alright, I'm gonna go over there and I'm gonna reckless attack the back of that bitch's neck and take her head clean.
Okay.
The fuck off.
That gives you advantage on attack.
But she has disadvantage against me next turn. Yeah.
And his little man will tell him if he'll miss.
That's true. There's an 8. Oh, yeah, that's in. 15 plus 5. Bitch is hit.
Is a hit.
Let's see, she got more than 20.
But,
see,
with the advantage, so your first roll lands, like comes down, like yeah, like you're with an advantage. It's kind of like a thought of like you're swinging and then swing again with your advantage swing. You hear that little ring go, "You're gonna miss." Then you swing after you miss the swing. You hear him say, "You're gonna miss." Then you swing. So, and then the next one comes through and he goes silent.
Interesting. Oh yeah.
So he might not be too helpful.
So we're doing the 2d6.
What did take hit?
2d6.
Yeah. Oh shit, I already did.
That's 6 and 3, so 9 plus 6.
9 plus 6?
That's a 15
damage. 15 damage? So that is. Yep, you get. Roll your d4.
One.
One? You get 1 health back. anything else? I think that's it for you, right?
Yep, pretty
much. Okay. Prisoner 13's turn.
No!
Yes. She is up close, so what is she gonna do here?
Hopefully trip over a ladybug and break her ankle.
What the
ladybug?
She is going to do her firestorm tattoo again. Oh wait, no I'm not. Wait 1 second. She is not. So, because it does not recharge. She is going to do a melee tattooed strike at... Fistic Sock Jelly.
Oh fuck.
13 plus 6. That will hit, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
8. Ooh, max damage on that a little bit. And 6 plus 3. So 8 and 6 plus 3.
I'm dead.
14 plus 6.
Yeah, I'm
laid down.
Nice. Unconscious.
Nice. Okay.
14 damage plus 6 damage.
Yeah. Yep. What
the fuck do you mean? It's like a whole entire health bar.
All right. So
literally 20 health points.
Please stick. It is your turn. Make a death saving throw.
Well, it was nice knowing you, peeps.
Yeah, they got this in the bag.
It should have been this
much. He failed.
Hmm?
He failed.
Failed? All right, that's one death saving throw. Failed. Miss Waffen, your turn.
One failure down.
Can I just dump somebody throw a beer healing on him?
Oh, bust one on his fucking head like a beer bottle.
I have a healer's kit. Can I throw it at him while I still dagger her?
I don't think that's how a healer's kit works.
Dang it.
You can spend an action to get
throws a fucking first aid kit at a dude.
If you want to use a healer's kit, you can roll medicine to make him stable to where he's not going to die.
What about health potion?
Or if you want to put use your action and bonus action to put him with a health potion, you can do that.
What's better, potion of healing or healer's kit?
A greater potion of healing, probably. It'd be faster.
But I'm going to say it's going to take your action and bonus action.
Yeah.
To
use that one.
Just don't throw the med kit.
Is it more effective if you butt chug it?
So I can give him the healer's kit and then use my action.
It's like follow him up. Walk off.
I just figured it'd be quicker.
Okay. You'll have to roll medicine to even see
it. He just wakes up like, huh? Like,
alright, what's next?
Pulls it out of his head. I'm good to go.
So roll medicine. She's going to do the healer's kit, so good luck. Oh, God.
It is plus one. 18 plus one, that's
19. Okay, yeah, so you are expertly able to patch him up, and you are you are up with one
health. Puts a Band-Aid on his forehead.
And then I use my bonus action to
disengage
to a safe location.
Like,
okay.
He said, I feel pretty good.
Reduce around. You only have one HP because it was just healer's kit, so it just...
Can I do bonus action to hide?
On your next turn. But you might get a turn before then, so... Archie, your turn.
Yay! All right, well, you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to mace her.
I'm going to mace you. Use your freaking bone mace or whatever it is you got.
Yeah.
God damn!
7 plus 8. Nah.
7 plus 8?
Yeah. Wait, does it hit?
No.
Nah, I'm fucking...
Yeah, no. I had to count my head earlier. Had a count on the fingers there. Dew Crystal, your turn.
Sword again. Reckless. Sword. Reckless attack again.
Maybe I should stop using
that. That's 13 plus 5, so 18.
Okay.
And crit.
Yeah, that hits.
Yep.
You hear your little whisper in your ear, he goes, that's gonna fucking hit.
And on that's I got savage attack, so on critical roll.
You're so good, Duke.
On critical roll, roll one extra damage die, so it'd be 3d6, okay. And then double it. Right? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this bitch is dead. So, 5, 6, so it was 12 plus 6, and then. Nine, 10 plus 6 is 16 on top of what the fuck was the other number? 18 and 16 together?
Yeah, so how does she die? How did you kill this bitch?
Her fucking head comes clean off.
Head comes clean off?
I was wanting to say it was just head wrong.
Okay, so yeah, you come through and you just fucked it. Head comes clean off. Roll a d4 for your damage or your health if you want.
One or two?
What?
You gonna let me do a double on health?
Nah, just one. Yeah, for sure you're full, aren't you?
June 5-1.
Okay.
June. So,
I guess you can roll down. You did a fuck ton of damage. But anyways, the head comes off, and as the head decapitates, you still see the arm glowing. So, the arm is still, like, laying there from her body dead, but her arm is still
someone
glowing.
Someone else gets to
kill
it. Okay, I cut it off and mend it to myself.
Mend the arm to yourself?
Yeah, I
want he wants a third grafted arm. So you can cut your own arm off and mend that one in
where,
place.
Yeah, where on your body you just chose your shoulder. So you're going to have two arms coming out.
How good
shoulder.
Is his mend?
I think mend is only for like
a
small,
broken
like,
helmet.
Yeah, like a small area of something. I don't think you could mend. Like,
reattach
actual,
nerve.
Yeah,
and
if I can fix a leaking wine skin, I can fix
I think
my
just
skin.
I just carry the arm around.
Yeah, but you can take the arm off if you'd like.
I'd like to loot her corpse.
Okay, give me a investigation.
Check the anus.
15.
15? Okay, give me 1 second to pull something.
Check the anus. He said, you got keys or anything, bitch?
Yeah. She's gonna lose your gooch badge.
Okay, so you find Duke. I'm picking her up with a 15. Picking her up. Looting her up. You find a Horn of Valhalla.
Ooh.
And it is a silver. A silver Horn of Valhalla. And it's like a it kind of looks like her tattoo. It's like inscribed with blue magic. So when you blow this horn, you don't exactly know what it will do, but you know that it's got some kind of crazy magic, so you'll have to just test that out.
Interesting.
But you find that on her, and you find no gold, because she has no gold, because she was in prison.
So, yeah, she broke it.
Yeah, fine. But you find her special horn.
Very nice.
Okay, you find her special horn. All right, and you guys take her arm off, I'm assuming?
Please stick
to kind of unlock all these things here?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm in the strap to it, so I can hold it on my back.
Yeah, it's a strap to your back.
It's guys. Right?
So, in total, I'm just going to tell you guys what you find in this place, because you're not going to have to search for it. It's there. It's you found it. So you get 2,100 gold, copper pieces, 1,100 silver pieces.
Are we talking this is like split up or just
this is all whole? Together? So,
oh gosh!
Oh shit!
I Somebody can divide it into four. I'll divide it in four.
Yeah, divide it.
Because we're gonna have to be do some math.
Do the math.
Sorry.
Do the math.
You each get 525 copper pieces.
Copper 525.
Yes. All right.
You get 275 silver pieces.
275 silver pieces.
Each are going to get 200 gold pieces.
New Electrum?
I don't even know what that's for. And you each are going to get 4 bloodstones.
Bloodstones?
Yes.
What are you, I guess, you just put in items?
No.
Or what was the gold we got?
200 gold.
Okay. And then...
Each get 4 bloodstones.
Okay.
Belgium bloodstone, or just blood? Okay.
Just bloodstone. 450 gold pieces each. And on top of this,
how many?
4. Okay. You guys have these items and equipment to disperse amongst yourselves. You get a cap of water breathing,
ooh,
a dust of disappearance, a gem of brightness, 2 mithril armor, 4 potions of resistance to lightning, and 1 slippers of spider climbing. So those are all of the gear that you are going to get out of these magical containers and chests and stuff.
Who wants what?
Wait, hold up.
Yeah, we have to do. Can we have like a universal group pack? We just throw everything
she
in.
She should probably get the fucking boots of
slippers of spider climbing.
Yeah, because she won't. That means like
she can literally climb walls. Shouldn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was like...
No, it's literally like spider climbing. Like, you can...
Ooh, you know how stealthy
while you wear these light shoes, you can move up and down and across vertical surfaces and along ceilings while leaving your hands free.
As long as she don't just get on the ceiling and fucking hide there while we do the whole fight.
You have a climb speed equal to your speed. However, the slippers don't allow you to move this way on a slippery surface, such as one covered by ice or oil.
Okay.
So if it's covered in ice, you'll fall. But you can literally climb anything at any time.
That's cool. That'll help a lot.
Slippers of spider climbing.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
What else was there?
All
two mithril
armor.
Two
slippers.
Are those like a heavy armor?
I'm slipping off.
So, mithril armor can be any kind. So, I'll say whoever wants the armor can have that in their form of.
In that type of like armor, like gauntlet, leg armor.
So, it's a light, flexible metal. Mithril chain shirts or breastplates can be worn. So, it's medium and heavy. Those are the two types it has. Medium armor and heavy armors. I will say that it is either one is a breastplate, medium breastplate, and one is a heavy chainmail. So, breastplate, medium will do 14 plus dex modifier, and the chainmail will give you 16 AC on top of it. Or, no, it's a splint mail, sorry, splint mail. That'll give you 17 AC. You have to have a strength of 15 to use it, though.
I'll take that.
The heavy one? Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, so splint and go to the heavy. Are you able to wear heavy armor?
Is it heavy?
Yeah.
I thought it was medium.
No, the medium one is breastplate, or half plate, 15 plus dexterity modifier. I was looking at the lower one.
I'll do that too.
Okay, so half plate.
So it's 15 plus dex modifier?
Yeah.
Yeah, that gets me to 17.
Okay, and then I think the only one that can wear heavy is you.
Because that's medium, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. So do you want the splint armor that'll put your AC at 17?
My AC's at 17.
Oh, okay. Well, then we have splint armor for something.
All right. It won't put me higher than 17?
I don't know. You have to look, maybe equipped it on there. It might add to some of your other modifiers and put you higher. You might be at 17 right now, but your armor may only be like 16. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know. Just go ahead and put that in your inventory.
What is it, GP?
It's called splint.
What's mine called?
Medium pole. Halfplate.
Halfplate.
Yep. Okay, you also got a dust of disappearance, cap of water breathing, and each of you can have a potion of lightning resistance and a gem of brightness. Who wants the cap of water breathing and the dust of disappearance?
What the heck is that shit?
Dust of disappearance. Found in a small packet, this powder resembles very fine sand. There's enough of it for one use. When you use an action to throw the dust into the air, you and each creature and object within 10 feet of you become invisible for 2d4 minutes. Ooh. So basically, you sprinkle this fairy dust on you and you all become invisible.
Well, hell yeah, I'll take that shit.
Okay.
What's it called?
Dust of disappearance.
What's the water one?
Cap of water breathing. Just a hat that lets you breathe underwater.
I would love that.
Okay, you can have that. I guess that's pretty trans. You guys can kind of, whoever needs that at the time can also use it.
Yeah.
Those kind of things.
She's just taking it because she falls in fucking water.
Yeah. All right. So, you guys have full blown looted this place, and then there's one final chest at the end of the vault. You walk down there and you open it up, and it's this fucking magical glowing like scroll, like super glowing blue, yellow. There's like lights tracing across the edges, like it's magic as fuck. And you hold it up and you look at it, and it almost looks like it's starting to draw you guys all in, like you're looking at it and it's turning into like a scene in a movie, like starting to play before your eyes as you all start to get entranced into this scroll.
This episode of Dummies with Dice features Kelly Lee as Miss Muffin, Nate Chambers as Duke Crystal, Ryan Hart as Archie Ortiz, Ryan Tucker as Flea Stick Sock Jelly, and Tristan Hayes as the DM. The episode is edited and mixed by Tristan Hayes. The artwork for Dummies with Dice, created by Al Sorensen, can be found on Instagram under ARCSI0. The theme song is The Intense Fiddle by Ben Caldera. When it comes to Dummies with Dice, you can find our website on rss.com/podcast/dummieswithdice and on Facebook at Dummies with Dice. Most importantly, join our Patreon at patreon.com/dummieswithdice for free or for $3 monthly to gain access to a Discord and bonus content. Come back in 2 weeks for new episodes of Dummies with Dice.